guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Peggy Liu. Thank you guys for tuning in this week, and I'm really excited to share with you guys our new conversation today. Today we have on Miguel Lutz, who is Unifiller's Territory Manager for the U.S. Mid and Southwest region. He is part of our food division on the sales team, and he's going to be talking about common customer concerns when transitioning from manual operations to semi-automated solutions. Now, we have a lot of material to work through today, so without further ado, let's dive in. Now, welcome to the podcast, Miguel. We're really happy to have you on. How are you doing today?
Thank you. Thank you, Peggy, for having me. And I'm doing great. And I appreciate the opportunity to come up and kind of share the ideas and speak with you for a bit.
Awesome. Well, we're really excited to jump into the conversation because I know this is, you know, one of the first barriers that customers will kind of hit, you know, when they're unfamiliar with automation and, you know, a lot of the technology that's available nowadays. The first question that I have here for you is, what are some of the concerns that owner-operator food producers have when they start from doing things by hand and they're all of a sudden presented with the option of buying an entry-level depositor? Like, what are some of the things that come up for you?
Yeah, I think that initially the big concern that any company has and smaller companies overall is their money and their budget and how far they can go with investing in equipment. So typically the aspiration that smaller companies have is to get the most out of what they invest. I would say that's kind of the first thing. Then there's the operational parts of it. It's always related to, say, ease of use, machines being simple. Usually they don't have any or many machines within their facility, and any investment in equipment is a big thing for them. So they don't have the people internally that can deal with equipment. Sometimes they don't have technical aspect to having equipment, and that is overwhelming for smaller companies at the beginning. So yeah, I think around there lies the bigger concerns of smaller companies.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So how would you say Unifiller addresses these concerns? Like, how do you, through the sales process, how do you start addressing these very valid concerns? Like when it comes to entry-level depositors, for instance, like with the ELF, the iSpot, the iFill, how do you walk the customer through the key benefits that these depositors bring and how they might be able to adjust their operations to integrate semi-automated solutions?
Sure. So we start with the technical part always. So we do a very deep dive into the product, into the containers, into the operation, how they deal with things on their manual basis or if they're going from manual to semi-automated or to automation, how they're dealing with things, what their expectation is. Usually when a customer is looking for investment, for equipment, sorry, there is a big jump in the way they do things. You go from a company that is producing 1,000 units per day and they find a contract and they now have to jump to 10,000 per day. So it's a huge jump, and that process, we break it down for them. So we look from all possible sides on the technical side. And once we can determine what the right machine is for them or what the right solution, either being at once or in steps, we start laying down that solution in the way that they can understand it, not only from the technical side, but also from the return on their investment, how long it will take for that piece of equipment or that solution to pay back within what they're trying to achieve, how far does the equipment go? And usually in that process, we help the customer understand their business better, really, and see the benefit of having a solution or some steps to a final solution to be able to grow with us.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point that you made there about the payback that these semi-automated solutions can bring, because I would think that's kind of like one of the core benefits, right, of bringing on these machines. So in terms of the payback, for example, like an ELF or an iSpot, one of these very entry-level depositors that they can bring to a small production plant, how can it help with production demands, especially during like COVID times? Like there are, you know, new health and safety restrictions for workers, higher standards for food safety. How does that play into this context that, you know, many food producers are navigating right now?
Yeah, even before COVID, I would say that the portion of the process that we take care of, the packaging, portioning, and depositing of product, is one of the major bottlenecks of smaller companies. They take a lot of time doing this by hand. So optimizing that time, just the time that you take to package their production, if they took a full day packaging their production, and now with just adding one machine, they can reduce that by half or more. The benefit is there, right? And obviously now with COVID and all the restrictions that have come along, and those restrictions are in not only in having to come up with the sanitation and the separation of the people and so on, but also finding people. It's very hard these days in North America to find the labor to take care of, just find labor. So adding equipment, automated or semi-automated, is taking away a lot of the problems that they're finding. So they're being able to reduce bottlenecks, do operations way faster than they used to. Not only that, doing them faster, but more reliably. Every time they deposit, they're depositing basically the same amount, whereas when they did it by hand, it was a process that was long and all over the place. They would have deposits that were different sizes and so on. And they're able to deal with all the things around COVID. So yes, it is a key thing that we are bringing to the table these days, and that's one of the things that we can see larger volumes and inquiries from customers these days.
In terms of talking about the machine itself, can the upkeep be time-consuming, like when you're changing over a product or you're cleaning and making sure you're sanitizing the equipment? How do you explain to customers that Unifiller keeps this into consideration, keeps the upkeep into consideration?
Actually, that's one of the points that Unifiller, since it started back in the day, has been very keen on working on. And it's ease of use and quickness in breakdown and setup of the equipment. So all our equipment is toolless, basically. All the parts that are in food contact that need to be cleaned after every shift or whenever the sanitation schedule requires is very fast to perform. So smaller machines, an ELF or an iSpot, like we were talking earlier, takes just a minute or a couple of minutes to break down, send things to the sanitation. So yeah, that's one of the benefits that I would say we present to in the market, and it's having equipment that's very quick to take down and bring back up. And we have a number of tools to deal with how to teach the customer how to do this. We have a very strong marketing department, and you can find online a number of videos. We have instructional manuals for a lot of our simple machines that we can supply to the customers, and they can have their crews trained, basically watching some videos and looking at this. And then we have our service department that has some of our most senior technicians that take the time to help customers on the phone, and they can resolve a lot of the small issues that the customer might have in that regard. So we're strong on the service side. We've thought for a long time, and our engineering team has thought for a long time on making the machines as simple as possible and reliable.
Yeah, lots of excellent takeaways there. And, you know, by the sounds of it, from the customer perspective, there is no shortage of support and resources that they can access through Unifiller, through our parts department, through our marketing videos online. So for all you listeners out there, be sure to check out our website. We have a lot of resources there for you to utilize and to leverage whenever you need help. So we're going to wrap up this conversation. We're going to bring this to a close. Thank you so much to Miguel for being here with us today. Miguel, do you have any sort of insights or takeaways that you would like to share with our customers in regards to perhaps putting some of these concerns to rest?
Thank you, Peggy, for the opportunity for having me on the podcast. And for sure, I think we can say that our equipment at Unifiller has been thought for companies way at the beginning of the cycle when they're just growing into certain size that they require equipment, all the way through industrial plants. In the process, we have looked at things so that customers can grow their same equipment throughout. So our equipment is quite modular. You can grow with it. So you can buy an initial machine, a small machine, and eventually that can be used in some way to automate. So yeah, we have the tools to help companies grow, and we're very patient. We take the time to learn what the problems the customer has, what their pain points are, and work with them to find the right equipment. So I'd say, yeah, call us, talk to us. We like to get on the phone. We like to talk with the customers. We like to see what the problems are and help them.
So that's it for our episode of Bite Size today. Thank you all for tuning in this week. I hope you have taken away some useful information and insights from Miguel's conversation with us. Be sure to check out Unifiller's website for sure. We have a lot of resources there available for you guys. Feel free to contact our parts department or service department should you need any help. We'll be back next week with a fresh new episode of Bite Sized. Until then.